Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
I swear, it never fucking fails. Whenever I get ready to do my damn radio show, my fucking computer want to be ratchet as hell. So, without, you know, me putting too much stress on it and shit like that, I am signing back on to my computer, going to bring up the internet, and I am trying to bring up my fucking, I'm trying to bring the radio show up on my blog talk, on my on my other phone. This shit is fucking retarded. Why the hell does shit like this always happen to me? I guess if I did my show on a regular basis, this shit wouldn't be happening. Oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've done my radio show. So much shit has happened since we was last on air. So this is quite interesting. Yes, we went to, let me see, what did I do? Okay, we already talked about CIAA, and then the following weekend it was going to be going to Atlanta for the showcase. So going to the showcase was quite interesting because Thursday night we had a badass storm, and then Friday morning the storm still continued, but it didn't stop me from going to Atlanta, rain, sleet, snow. Bitch drove through that weather. While I'm driving through the weather, my house lost power because, you know, it was a power outage. Then on top of that, but my house caught on fire. It was a fire in between the walls. So, yes, everybody is good. We didn't lose anything, thank God. None of my shoes was fucked up. My kids was able to push them over to the other side of the room. So I still have my Shoe Dazzle collection and my sneaker collection. God is good. Like I said, we didn't lose anything. So, you know, I'm happy about that. The showcase in Atlanta was very, very interesting, to say the least. At least my son got to perform. His friend, Ms. Sarkaz, got to perform. So it was great exposure for them on that level. And then on top of that, what else? They got to go to the flea markets and everything like that, put their Mark put his music and everything out, his posters, passed out CDs. He came prepared. I had an awesome-ass photo shoot with Willow B Media. Shouts out to Bobby. Yay, Ricky Bobby. I'm just playing. So you can see my new mixtape cover that's about to go live. Well, it's already live on Facebook, but I'm going to be pushing it tomorrow. So it's Riding the Chocolate Wave, Volume 2. This mixtape was supposed to have been out a long-ass time ago, so you guys have to bear with me. Oh, shit. Sorry about that. You guys got to bear with me as far as, you know, that dropping. I've had all kinds of adversities stopping me, so I'm still keeping the faith. I'm still a strong-ass individual. And I know that the man upstairs got me no matter what. So, you know, hey, as long as I know that, you know, as long as he's with me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hey, turn them haters down, turn them haters down. So, tonight's show is just going to be, like, so much fun because I haven't done a radio show in a minute. I know you miss me. I miss you, too. And if people are listening and you're, like, trying to get on, I'm waiting for my computer because now it has fucking updates that it wants to do. So y'all already know how when the computer wants to do the updates, there ain't really much you can do about it, but let the motherfucker run. So I'm trying to log on to my damn phone, but for some reason, Blog Talk is not acting right. I can't log in on my phone like I normally could with my iPhone. I don't know why. This shit is getting on my damn nerves. So what the fuck? Okay, so let's try this. No, that's the website. Damn it. This, okay. I do apologize for all the trouble that this shit is giving me in turn giving you. Okay, sign in. So until I can get my computer to come back up, I'm going to log in on my other cell phone. So I can't even see the boards playing no music. I can't do shit. This shit is, oh, this is horrible. I tell you, this one's going to be a good show. We must going to be talking about too many motherfuckers. That's why I can't get on. Y'all know how I am. I talk about you. But it's all good. If I fuck with you, I ain't going to say nothing bad. If I don't fuck with you, then, you might as well run for the hills. You might as well run for it, Forrest. Or, you know, yes, remember. So this is going to be interesting. Next Sunday, next Saturday, ATKTs will be in the building, and I will be having my hashtag No Menace T-shirt on. So, and it's going to match my electric green and blue whatchamacallit, my blue, my green and black Bo Jacksons. So all I got to say is y'all need to get ready. Shit is about to be crazy. I got the new camera. We're going to be taking videos. About to go ahead and go on my No Manners campaign so people can, like, be like, yo, this bitch really don't got no manners. So, you know, for people that think that I really don't be about that life, I am about that life. when it comes to the radio shit. I don't have manners. The way that I am on the radio show is the way that I am. Oh, okay, log in. Is the way I am actually in person. So for those of you that have met me know that, you know, it doesn't get no better than this. So, you know, just rock with me, and we're going to get this party started. My computer is restarting. I guess the updates have finished, and I'm actually trying to log on to my damn phone, and I cannot get the hang of this. Anybody knows me knows I'm Team BlackBerry, so Team Android got me fucked up right now. So where the hell is my damn show at on this motherfucking ratchet-ass phone? Damn. This is ugly. What the fuck? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm going through this. My first night back, and this is how the air treats me. This is just so fucking ratchet. Dumbass! Oh, sorry for that outburst. Oh, I need some medication. I was looking at my daughter, and I knew she was going to say that. I'm in the living room doing my show because, like I said, my house got on fire. So, you know, until the electrician can fix the wires and make them safe, we're not using the power in the back of the house. So it's like a big-ass slumber party in the living room. And I'm just loving this. I can't wait for my computer to come back on so I can play my songs. I love this shit. Loyal. So, like, y'all going to have to excuse me because when I love this shit come on, I'm going to be all over the living room floor and just dancing and bopping because I love this shit. So it's like... Oh, my God, this is the fucking worst. Next time, whatever is going on with my computer, I will make sure that it is fixed because, honestly, when I was doing my homework, the computer was fine. I did my blast. Everything was fine. So I don't know what the fuck is going on, why I can't get into my damn show. So it's like, this is so sad how my computer is doing me, and it's on 30%. Knowing this damn well, if I wasn't trying to do no motherfucking show, I'd be at 100% now, and then it wouldn't even be bothering me. But it's all good. You know, this computer is like black folks. It shows up and it shows out. That's right. I'm going to find my damn radio show, and I'm going to log into it. Can't hold the black woman down forever. I'm gonna get this. Okay, we start and we're making some progress here. That's what I like to see. Okay, so I know you guys are like, man, damn, Chuck, play some music, do something. I can't see shit. So, you know, y'all just gotta bear with me. So I wanna play my music. If my son don't shut the fuck up, yeah, you. Shut up. I'm doing my radio show, niggas. No, they can hear me. I'm just reading on my computer. Ashton, if you're there, I'm sorry, honey. I'm trying to help and get this shit working. So it's coming back up. It's coming back up. All the updates are done. Y'all already know how Windows is. Y'all be like, Chop, why don't you get a Mac? I don't like Apple products because you're contained to using shit just for Apple. Oh, my God. Okay. Working on updates. 100% complete. Okay. So, came back from Atlanta. It was, like, a good experience. For those of you listening, I will be in Miami next month. I will be there April the 30th through May the 4th. So, yes, I cannot wait to hit Miami, Fort Lauderdale, South Beach. I'm hitting all the good spots. Yes, bitch is going to make it work out. I'm going for the Core DJ's 10-year anniversary, so it's going to be quite interesting. There are going to be 720 DJs. And for those of you that know me, y'all know that I love DJs. So I'm going to have some new victims to prank call. And I was thinking about doing a prank call for y'all tonight, but I'm away. I'm away till Wednesday because I'll have to get some more practice on what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch it up, okay? Wednesday, I'm probably going to call the cable company and give the customer service rep hell. That shit is going to be funny. And then I'll probably fuck around there and call, like, 800 customer service number for banking and see if they'll give me a loan for tricking. You know, I've just got all kinds of things planned for my prank calls. They're going to be outside of the normal, the chocolate fantasy. So just know those are about to come back. So I'm still working on this damn computer and these updates. I've never seen anything like this before. Great God, and Batman, took you forever to come back up, and then you're going to tell me that my shit is not working. Like, really? Okay. So, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm about to pull up the internet so we can go ahead and get this party running. So, instead of doing the calendar, I decided that I'm going to do a lookbook with different pictures and everything like that, and probably just do like a DVD where the pictures, videos and stuff like that, you know, of me acting crazy, you know, like behind the scenes, what makes me Chalk Mommy, you know, just giving it to you raw, uncut, no chaser. So instead of the calendar, which, I mean, I still might go ahead and do the little digital calendar real quick because I have more than enough pictures for it, but I just think with the lookbook is more personal, more personable, and it's like giving you an inside look at me, my personality, where I came from, my goals, my dreams, my aspirations, you know, shit like that. So, you know, I'm working on that. So give me about a month, and the lookbook will probably go for about $20. You'll get your money's worth. And, you know, me just doing little things, just me being shocked, that's all I can say. You know, hell, what more could you want? You know, you put the DVD in every day, you see me, and see me act a fool, and, you know, you'll love it. Have me making some drinks, me getting drunk, me talking shit, just having a good time because that's what I like to do. This is what I do. So let me go ahead and bring up Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully I have everything up. So you know what? Let me see if it's going to come back up or do I need to start all over. So just I'm patient with me. It's restoring my session. Oh, my goodness. This is so fucking crazy. My life, my life, my life. Shouts out to Soco Beats for doing that hot-ass cover for me. I know you was just like, man, working with this chick is going to be so fucking difficult, but it's okay. It's all right. So is that Cece on the line? Is that Cece? Is that you, girl? God, shouts out to Cece. Shouts out to Ashton. Shouts out to everybody that's on my fucking BBM fucking with me the long way. We had a very interesting week on BBM. For most people that know me know that I don't go off half-cocked unless I have a reason to. And, you know, I had some beef with a nigga, and he tried to put me on blast. He was calling me a whore and, you know, talking about my coochie walls and shit. I've never seen a man talk about someone's pussy so much. He must be obsessed with mine and he can never get it. Who knows? But we'll talk about that later on, too. So now that I have my board back up, I have got to go ahead and kick into my song so I can go ahead and be hyped. Y'all already know how I do. This is, where is it at? I love this shit, August Alsina, featuring Trinidad James. He could have left that motherfucker off the song. I don't know about these girls. But anyway, I love this shit. Y'all know how I did last time. I was crunk. I was singing. I was all over the place. So here we go.
smell on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that the rock. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Man, because I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. Rolling up some good, shorty lips be rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you, but the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gon' do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. They don't care.
Tells me to keep fucking cause I love this shit. What? Wow. I tell him to keep smoking cause I love this shit. Like, wow. That song is like just like you in the club and you hear that song, you're like, oh shit, that's my jam. You don't give a fuck if a nigga asks you to dance or not. You on the dance floor just giving it to the mirror, or you might be making eye contact with a nigga and you be looking at him like, this my shit right here. That's my jam playing, right? So you already hype. Then next thing you know, it's like the DJ come back. He like, he bring that beat back, right? Then he drop this shit. Loyal.
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes.
fuck all the rappers.
When a rich nigga want you,
that's where they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. I don't chase them, I'll replace
them.
Ask
the motherfucking loot.
LVs, Hermes, no check. My hoes ain't loyal, man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. Fuck that bitch, got my own hoe. Fuck your weed, got my own smoke. Had to put my ring back on. Tell that bitch put a ring back on.
Nigga, won't you back? Oh my God. Speaking of loyal, what happens when your man ain't loyal? You know what I'm saying? What happens when you find out the nigga you've been fucking with is fucking with somebody else? And not only are they just fucking with somebody else, they're engaged to them along with you. Now, what should happen? A, should both of them females just come together and just give a nigga a threesome? B, should they just come together and beat his ass? C, should they dismantle his dick? D, should they just, no man is in the bedroom and just piss on that nigga. I mean, I'm just saying, what would you do in a situation like that? It's like, I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. But let me tell you what I'll do when my girl's in situations like that. I am loyal to my friends. I consider myself to be a loyal person. So for everybody that's been questioning my behavior the last week and me going so hard and blasting motherfuckers and putting people's business out there, I cannot stand a lying-ass nigga. I cannot stand a man that does not appreciate a good woman. That is some shit I can't stand. No, it's not that I'm hating. I'm single by choice. Don't get it twisted. I can have anybody I want to. I just don't want the motherfuckers I've been meeting. So there is a difference, okay? So It's like when I believe in something and I'm a firm believer, right is right, wrong is wrong. If you have a person in a relationship with you and you're not going to be up and up with that person, while you doing you, by all means, give them that open door policy to let them do them or let them go ahead and fucking walk away. You feel me? So I was going hard this week because it was a certain nigga that is just, like, to me, he just got the whole game fucked up. And when I care about my friends, I'm going to go hard for my friends. And if you're doing my friends wrong, I'm going to bring it to the light and let everybody see you for the piece of shit that you are. So when people was, like, hitting me up, sidebar me, like, yo, Chop, what the fuck going on? What the fuck going on? I don't go half cocked on people for no reason. Then it's like when I put everything out there, then motherfuckers kind of understood where I was coming from. But my thing is, I don't lie, because when you lie, you got to keep telling lies to keep up with that first lie you told. So anything that I say is going to be the truth. So whatever the fuck I was blasting this week was the truth. Now, when the person realized that I put his business out there, then he started trying to retaliate and posting a whole lot of untruths about me. I'm not a whore. I used to be a hoe back in the day. But right now I'm not fucking with anybody. Really haven't been fucking with anybody for like the past year or so. So if you're going to say something about me, please be accurate with what the fuck you said. Then you want to say that you stepped on my panties and you was close up to my drawers. Nigga, I've never met you. I talked to you on the phone once in 2012 after I had surgery. I want to say it was like in November, all right? So third, like, why you keep talking about my pussy? You mad because I ain't offer it to you? You mad because you ain't getting none? You mad that you ain't get to smell it? So you want to go out and just start blasting all this shit? Anybody that knows me, from day one to day now, I've always used Chalk Mommy. I've always used Chocolate City, not chocolate, but Chocolate City Radio. Not once have I ever had any type of copyright infringements or anything. So please, if you're going to say something about me, make sure that it's the truth. Don't sit up here and tell lies thinking that, you know, you're going to look good, because everybody that knows me knows my life is an open book. So please, my nigga, don't do that. Please don't do that. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I had to go ahead and, as painful as it was, let my bestie know that her man was also engaged to someone else. So, you know, in order to, like, try to take the heat off himself, he was, like, basically, you know, trying to, like, put me on under the bus or on the bus or out on French Street. But you can't do that. I'm honest about everything that I do, and I've not once told a lie about any of anything that you were fucking doing. So for all these sideline bitches that, you know, supposed to be cool with me, but when it comes down to it, y'all showing me y'all motherfucking fakeness, I ain't even with that. I'm like this. If you can't keep it 100 with me, stay the fuck out my face, stay the fuck off my phone, stay the fuck off my radio show. That's what you can do for me. Because at the end of the day, I'm a real-ass bitch, and I demand real-ass motherfuckers be around me. I don't got time for no fake shit. I don't got time for no confused people or people that straddling the motherfucking fence. I'm a real person. I'm going to keep it real with you all day. I'm going to keep it hot with you. I expect you to keep it hot with me. If you feel in some type of way because this nigga and one of his bitches is cool with you, that's fine. We cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even mad. But at the end of the day, just keep it 100. That goes with anybody that fucks with me, anybody that knows me. Don't get on my motherfucking bad side and I'm right and you motherfucking wrong, and then try to flip the script and make it seem like it's something else, because that's going to fucking piss me off even more. Then I'm going to really start taking more personal shots at you. Then it's like everything is going to be fair game, from your fucking mama to your motherfucking kids to everything. I am like the nicest person. I mind my business. I go to work. I go to school. I do my radio shit. I do a lot of other shit. What I don't do is bullshit. So miss me with that. So, on another note, what's good? Hey, Mo, how you doing? Hey, Know Your Enemy, how you doing? Cece, what up, bitch? How you doing? No man is in the motherfucking building. Next week, you will get your first peek at my No Man is t-shirt. Yes, you can order one. You can be just like me, have no manners wherever the fuck you go. You can be team no manners all day, every day. So, you know, that's what we can do. So, on that note, I'm about to bring Mo in.
Hey, what up,
Hey, Mo.
Hello. What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Where the fuck you been, nigga?
Man, I've been grinding, busting my ass at work. I ain't got time for nothing no more.
I see. You don't got time for me, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Stop
it. I said you full of doo-doo. Stop it.
Wait, I'm full of doo-doo. We did miss you, Mo. For real.
And who you sitting up there cursing out? I caught it late. Who you cursing out? I ain't hear no name.
Man.
I want to hear a name. I want to hear no subliminal.
Please, by all means. I ain't scared to throw out no motherfucking names. I did it in my blast. I think his first name is France LaRock. Basically, he a old dirty-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I met him on BBM several years ago. You feel me? And he does computer work. I had some things going on with my computer. It was slow. So, you know what I'm saying? He hooked my shit up. He remote logged into my computer and fixed it because it was going slow. I had malware and everything like that or whatever, right? And so then he even, he tried to fix my brother's computer for me and everything like that. So then I'm around earlier that year, like during the summertime, is when I first decided to put out my little DVD or whatever. And he was like, he asked for one. Okay, cool, I sent it to you or whatever. So then my bestie in Florida hit me up because she was having trouble with her computer and she was going to pay somebody to do it. I was like, yo, wait, don't do that. I got somebody that can fix your shit for you. So I introduced them because he's supposed to be fixing her computer. Not once ever did I know that these motherfuckers was going to hit it off and make a love connection. Okay? Boom. Not a problem. Cool. You know, I'm happy because my bestie finally met somebody and, you know, she happy. So then, this is right around the time I had my surgery. So then I make the announcement, Ashley going to be my co-host. Now, mind you, this dude been on my BBM for a minute. Not once he ever taken an interest in the radio show or said anything. You started asking too many questions about how do I know Ashton and, you know, why is she my co-host and, you know, what is she to me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, why he asking me about my show? Why he asking me about Ashton? So I hit Ashton up. Ashton, why is he asking me about you? You know him? Yes. Shit. How do you know him? Oh, no. You know him like that? Oh, my God. Ay, caramba. Damn. Well, wow, Ashton. This nigga fucking with my bestie in Florida, and he fucking with you, too? Wow. It's a small world. So we busted him out. You feel me? So
you fucked up his groove. How you going to do that?
How I'm going to do what?
I said you fucked up his groove. You fucked up his Mac game. But the both
no,
of them
no,
are
no.
friends.
But it's Mo. This woman does. She's like a very good woman. She mind her business. She's like one of those people. Like she could be a monk if she wanted to. She don't do nothing. She's like one of those pure people. You feel me? She's my manager. She's my bestie. So you know, hey, no, we don't do that. So. You know, put all that out there. Ashton left that shit alone. Nigga got mad, calling, harassing her, doing all kinds of shit or whatever, right? Then, okay, We let it all fly. Now, mind you, on BBM, BBM is very big, but it's also very small, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, November, October, November, this chick pops up out of nowhere, and she has her BBM name, Mrs. Q. People asking me, is that my bestie? No, she don't do shit like that. She's very private. She's about her business. If anything, when she was on BBM, she had her picture with her business on it. You know what I'm saying? The same picture that she has on all her social media networks, because she doesn't put out personal pictures or anything, right? So I'm like, yo, this nigga at it again. Every time this bitch do something, he get busted. By me, of course. Because I feel like whatever you do in the dark, gonna come to light. It just so happens that light tends to come my way every time. So as much as I hated to, I started getting pictures. You know, this new BlackBerry with the fucking, what is it, screenshot is a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can screenshot everything. I screenshot pictures that she had up upon this nigga. I screenshot the conversations that me and her was having about this nigga, and she was like, oh, that's her husband. They have kids together, but basically it was her kids. But, you know, when you fucking with a woman that's kids, that's your kids or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys look so happy together. All the while, I'm just like, this nigga, I can't fucking believe this. She done got married on my girl, you feel me? But he was like, oh, that's my cousin. We taking pictures together because she got a stalker on BBM, and I'm trying to deter it, blah, blah, blah. Nobody believed that shit or whatever, right? So then it died down. So then, you know, CeCe and Mr. Darnell, they start having a BBM battle. They start having beef, hard beef and shit. Then he wants to jump in it, but you're supposed to be CeCe's friend. So then, you know, I guess the other woman, being a good woman, approaches CeCe about, why are you talking about my man? If you don't fix that noise in the background.
No, I'm walking out of my house. Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, so she's taking up for her man. So by her coming at CeCe, you know, trying to be down for her nigga, you know, down for a hitter, nigga, whatever you want to call it, she gets some information that she wasn't ready for because she finds out about Wifey, the first fiance in Florida, the top bitch. You feel me? So then shit just started going ugly.
Wait, this is the same one I was messing with Ashton and your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Stop BBM. Wait, hold on. Y'all don't know BBM loving is the same as Instagram or Facebook.
No, but my thing is, once you take it off BBM and you start bumping coochies and dicks and entering and, you know, it's intimacy, you know what I'm saying? You can't fuck on BBM. You can video fuck, sex fuck, you know, video sex. But this was like actual relationships, you feel me? So,
listen,
my thing
social
is...
Social media rule number one. When you're meeting people on social media rule, you smash and you pass. You don't fall in love. Because the same nigga that's hollering at you is hollering at 30 to 40 other bitches on BBM. Same thing with women. The same woman that's hollering at me, she hollering at all my friends on BBM. Can't be on BBM looking for love.
But the thing was, she wasn't on BBM looking for nothing. She was just getting her computer fit. This dude is like a womanizer, I guess. So,
yeah, she got an
entitlement.
She got an entitlement. Hold on 1 second. The garbage truck is hot. She joined the pyramid, all right? She joined this pyramid.
I can't stand you, bro, because you are always trying to make up some shit. No, it's so fucking
hold on,
you are so manly.
Hello? Thank you.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes. I wish you would stop working out. It's not going to help your belly go down.
Oh, I love that. So stop hating, homie.
You ain't no, lose no belly. Shut up. Also, when you lost your belly, did you gain an inch of dick? I mean, what happened?
If I gain some more of that, then women going to definitely be scared to do.
You know what? I'm going to get back to you in just 1 second. One of my good friends is on the air. Hi, Mr. Dobie.
Yo, yo, what's going on, Chuck? How you doing?
Yo, Joe.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I put him on mute because he do too much. Where you been?
Oh, just coming back from South by Southwest, covering South by Southwest for the magazine, you know.
Oh, how was it?
Awesome. It's great. About 1 million people. Crowded as hell. Great performances, great shows. Got some great shots. Yeah, it was awesome. It's my second year covering.
Damn! I'm going to try to make it next year. Are you going to be in Miami for the Core DJ anniversary or anywhere in that area?
No, I don't think so. But I'm making. I do not believe. I know I'm going out on tour with Takara Hamilton in March, the end of March, May. And then the Coke Boys, I'll be out with Coke Boys May. Yeah, so.
Oh,
I don't know exactly where I'm going
to
be.
You. Where you going to be at with the Coke Boys?
Look out now. Look out now. No manners. No manners. No manners. No manners.
You taught me that, though.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in Dallas waiting to hook up with Yo Gotti and catch an interview real quick. And I just wanted to call to check in since you're back on the air and say, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to stay out of trouble, but it's hard. People don't leave me alone.
Okay. Well, you know how it goes. I hear him talking trash. I hear him talking trash. I hear him talking trash.
Yes.
I tuned in just in time to hear the bullshit.
Yes. Yes. My thing is, if you gonna do dirt, don't do dirt with people that I fuck with, and don't let me find out your dirt, because I'm going to air it, especially when people I care about is involved.
Oh, wow. See, I'm not even going to get into that. I'll just call to check in and say hi. And
hey,
let you know we,
how you doing?
We
I'm
good.
Still
we
waiting. I'm still waiting to meet you. I'm going to, if next time y'all are nearby, I am going to hop in the car, and I'm driving to where y'all at, and it's going down. I'm telling you, soon as I get in you and Jay's presence, it's going down. Then I'm gonna give y'all No Manners T-shirt, and then y'all will officially be inducted into the No Manners T-shirt family. Into the No Manners family, because right now you have manners.
That's what they say. I have manners. I was raised well.
We need you to lose it just one time.
I can do that. I can do that. No problem.
Yes, just lose it one time.
All right. Well, I just want to touch base with you. Glad you're back on the air. I'm getting ready to go do what I got to do. And
yes, and read your text message, please. The one
Roger
before that. With the cover.
Okay. Well, yeah, I saw that. The cover of the mixtape is looking. It's banging.
Can you see the No Manners cover? For the No Manners mixtape, it's going down. I am sitting on the toilet with No Manners.
Oh, you pull a Duro? A Dookie boy? Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Dookie picture. Not the Dookie picture. Yes. That's definitely No Manners. I understand.
You know me.
I've done a couple of interviews from the toilet. Shit, they caught me at the wrong time. Like, shit. Okay.
And nobody even knew you know.
Nah, put them on mute, flush, and go do my thing.
You are a right, No Manners.
Right,
I love you.
All right, love you back. Peace.
Ashton! You hear Mo Ash trying to make excuses up about some fucking BBM love and all this other shit. What are you fucking working
on? I
want to
hear that shit.
Yeah,
listen. Y'all falling in love on BBM? That's your problem. Y'all ain't supposed to be.
Who the fuck is that joking?
that Mo, he's in the background with some bootleg. He with some bootleg weight. That's what he with some bootleg weight.
Anyway,
no,
who said
no, Mo ain't talking about some BBM love because his nigga loved me and he met me on BBM. He better sit his ass
nigga,
you lucky ass see to your monkey ass.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, Ashton. You know, Mo is so late. He is like two shows late. So, yes.
Oh, what happened?
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm listening. I'm in the store. I'm sorry.
I was like, you two shows late, my nigga.
Wow, what I missed? You fell in love with a BBM nigga? Ashton, what's up with that?
What?
You fell in love with a BBM nigga? Ashton, what's up with that?
I know you didn't explain it in no bullshit-ass way. I know
no,
you're
fine.
You know,
I'm
telling you, know, nigga met somebody on BBM and met somebody else on BBM. Y'all was in a experiment? What's going on with that?
Mo, let me ask you a question.
Good, I'm listening.
When you tell business, do you tell it right?
Of course. If I
okay,
tell
so
business.
Shut up.
I didn't tell the business. I asked you a goddamn question, nigga. I ain't
you ain't asking me no
BBM.
Questions. Asking me like that. You can
okay,
ask
listen.
Me what happened, but you over here talking
okay.
about you know how. All right,
let me ask you a question.
Anyway,
let me ask you a question.
Nobody falls in love.
How did it happen?
Well, not over here. Nobody falls in love over here. That's one. And two.
How did it happen?
And two, it didn't happen like that.
How it
niggas
happened?
Niggas playing me close. They didn't get to smash in time, I guess. So they went on to the next without warning someone. So they wound up being engaged to one, still talking to the other. Most of them are friends with the person.
Give me a quick break.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening.
So how is that being in love? I wasn't in love.
No, you just got caught up. That's all. Shit happens. I ain't mad at you.
You know what, Mo? I can't deal with you tonight because you should have been on the show two Sundays ago because I would have loved to hear what you had to say on that topic. But you know what? I'm going to say that for a rainy day. I'm going to speak when the person is on the phone listening. I'm not going to say what I'm going to say when the person not on the phone. I want them to be on the phone so I can see what their reaction is to what I have to say.
Well, give us a hint at least.
I am, well, you're 2 weeks late.
I'm 2 weeks late?
You're
well, refresh my memory.
To what?
Bring me up the ball. What y'all know?
Me
what happened? What I
missed? Missed you a couple of weeks ago, Mo.
Well, hey, what happened? What I missed?
You ain't missed nothing.
What happened a couple of weeks ago? I don't like that laugh. What happened?
No! I got words!
So full of shit.
Come on.
You're asking what happened a couple of weeks ago.
I don't even remember.
I wasn't CC, remember. Hey, CC!
Hey.
Hi, CC. What happened a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, I don't remember.
Y'all all laughing talking about that. I don't remember. What the hell happened?
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying. Throw me a hint, because I forgot.
You forgot?
For real.
You know, people go to sleep and wake up the next day, you know.
Oh, that's right.
What happened?
Oh. Yeah. So that's not my business to tell. I don't go telling people's business. So.
There should have got to be something.
It do, though.
What happened? Chocolate? Since you brought it up.
All I can say is, bring down that man. Book him down.
I'm surprised you
I'm a rough rider.
Wow.
Okay, what happened?
Don't worry about it,
you're gonna find out in good time, in due time, though. And when you do, you're gonna be like, oh shit, what?
Nah, put me on. I wanna know. What the hell? Y'all keeping me in the dark. This shit happened 2 weeks ago.
I'm
not keeping it nothing. It's not my business.
What happened, Aston?
I cannot. I'm not that type of person to be telling people business. The only time I tell my business or somebody else's business is when it involves me and I'm mad as hell.
Okay, Aston, I forgot you're the political one. My bad.
That's right.
Chocolate, what the hell happened? You over there giggling and shit.
I want to see NCAA.
Okay, what happened to NCAA?
Nothing. I actually didn't even really go out. I went out to breakfast. Nobody was hurt, right? Yeah, I went out to eat with him in my bedroom slippers.
Oh, did he eat in your bedroom?
Did he? Yes.
Did he eat your bedroom?
You're so crazy. No, I was in Charlotte, and when I found out he was in Greensboro, I drove to Greensboro.
I can't call him my sport.
I forgot all about that.
I don't want a gun in my house.
I bet you did, girl. We had a good time that night. That
your
show was crazy.
Yo, what happened?
Why was I good? He had a 2014 Mustang driving like Miss Daisy. I'm like, wow, this is a biker?
Who was you talking about, Hurst?
Yes.
Don't be getting on my boy Josh. He probably was just cruising. He had a lady with him, right?
What do you mean don't be getting on your boy? Too late.
I'm just like, wait a minute. This is a fucking 2014 Mustang. You supposed to drive this Mustang like you on a fucking bike somewhere. You supposed to feel the need for speed. Like,
you
the feeling
didn't
was
take
65.
He probably didn't want to take advantage of his bitch. 2014, you want to keep it clean. He do his bike dirty, so you know you got to keep something clean.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Something you ain't telling. I'm home now. I'm in the house, so you won't hear the noise. Something you not telling me.
What
okay?
You mean?
Y'all giggling and shit because you said I missed 2 weeks. All right. And then you brought in your co-defenders that don't want to speak. They plead the fifth. So you just tell me what the hell is going on.
No manners.
You know
2014.
What?
I'm waiting. What the fuck?
You know what? Let me call her. Let me bring him on the air.
Yeah, and I want to know what the hell he did wrong.
He was driving slow.
Well, shit, did he at least get the beat?
What kind of question is that?
You the real, no manners. Did he at least get the beat?
No, you know me and Hurst is not like that.
Okay.
Well, you just an animal.
Look, you want to tell your business so bad, but then you're not.
Either you're gonna tell me what's up. You probably be giving this is an animal dick. I don't even got no what.
Listen, like I said. Like I said, tell me what happened. You brought something up and
you
didn't even
No, I told you. I was in CIAA in Charlotte for the weekend. And when I found out he was in Greensboro, I was like, oh, shit, for real? I was like, I'm going to come hang out with you. And we went and ate breakfast.
Okay, that's it. That's a big excitement.
Huh?
That's a big excitement. That's a big secret.
What, that we went out to breakfast? No,
no.
Fucking...
No, but ask them.
What you call it?
That's what I'm saying. The big secret. I want to know the big secret.
There is no big secret. Let's call her and see what he's up to. Hold on.
Oh, y'all trying to change the motherfucking subject. See?
What do you mean we're trying to change the subject?
Y'all trying to change the subject.
No, we're not.
Hurts while you're at work.
And he called it in earlier.
Yeah, but
he can pretty much do what he wants to at work. How the hell do I do this? Hold on. Okay.
You're asking.
That counts.
We're asking that.
She there?
Right here.
That ain't what she was talking about, right? She's trying to change the subject, right?
What do you mean change the subject?
Trying to change the goddamn subject. I thought you was going to
no.
tell me. You...
Because I had my homeboy standing in my hotel with me because he didn't have a room. I had an extra room because I had an extra bed. Ashton couldn't come. Miss Boss Lady couldn't come. So I didn't see IAA Dolo. So I was like, shit. I had an extra bed. They go to extra bed. Prince hit me up. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to come to Greensboro, my nigga. I'm going to come hang out with you for a few. He's like, nah, because it's CIAA. I didn't know that. If he would have known, he wouldn't have came down, but he had an emergency meeting or whatever. You know me. If my people is anywhere nearby, I'm going to take the time out to come see them, at least give them a hug, you know what I'm saying? Get me a meal because the bitch don't turn down free food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hung out, then I drove back to Charlotte. Hurts was a gentleman, even
so
in 2014, on the highway doing, you know, driving under the speed limit. Maybe I made him nervous. I don't know.
He was cruising. He was chilling with you.
My goodness.
Yes, that's what people do when they don't want the night to end. They drive slow so you can, like, take your time getting back.
See.
That's what it is. She hung out with her.
That's it. I knew that already. You told me that already.
Yeah,
what else
it.
He told you?
Yeah, it's fun to tell.
It's fun to tell because
she's keeping a lot.
Did he tell you a lot?
No, he didn't tell me. Chocolate told me.
Told you what?
That she was down in the... down south and you was where hurts. You don't remember telling me on BBM?
Uh-huh. And I was like, we wish you were here. So you could have been at the Waffle House with us.
What's the big secret?
Yeah.
There ain't no secret.
No.
You
what's the big...
I think it's a secret.
No. What's the big Ashton, like, look, I can't tell people business. And what's the big, oh, you'll find out.
Everybody got quiet.
I was sitting here sending a message. That's all.
Huh?
I was sending a message.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, but Mo, getting back to what we were saying earlier, basically, I put homeboy business out there because he was living way foul. My thing is, okay, if you're going to be engaged to two chicks, that's cool. But I have a problem,
when you start
playing with people's kids. Kids are innocent. You know what I'm saying? If you a fuck nigga, be a fuck nigga. But don't be playing with little kids' feelings and emotions, having them call you daddy, and you engaged to their mama and you engaged to somebody else. I don't respect that shit at all.
Yeah, I don't respect the engagement part.
You forgot about the Ohio female.
Yeah, and he got an Ohio. He was really in a pyramid. Yo, that's what five leagues do, huh?
And if you see him, that nigga ugly as hell looking like Lurch.
You shut up there and gas him up with the five-link shit. Look, you could be rich at 28 years old. Look, mighty senior VP got a BMW last year. Every senior VP get a BMW.
That nigga ugly as fuck. That's all I gotta say.
They be playing the same BMW at every showcase. That's what he did to y'all.
That's what he did to the chick. You know what I'm saying? And I felt bad for her because she done introduced this nigga to her parents. He taking pictures with the parents. He telling her he gonna adopt her kids. He got her kids calling him daddy and everything.
See, let me tell you what he did. He fed on her emotions because, number one, she shouldn't be looking for a baby daddy. I don't care if she's dealing with a nigga. Her kids shouldn't be dealing with no other man. That's how he got away with it.
You forgot to say it like that, especially on BBM.
Yeah, that's where he got away with. He played with her emotions. You know, she was looking, she was in need of some support. And he played on her emotions. That's just what it was. And all the other chicks that he's dealing with, besides Aston, I'm sorry, Aston, he's doing the same exact thing. He's running around speaking of high mighty, playing that father role. And these kids ain't thinking, these women ain't thinking about what he's doing. All they're worrying about is what he's doing for them.
He got it.
They may be okay with it. That's what I'm saying. He got it.
But one chick, it's not what he's doing for her. She's doing shit for herself, and he's trying to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So,
as a woman, as a man or a woman, you got to know in life what you're dealing with. That's what I tell people. I don't give a fuck if this.
Long-distance relationships, it's very hard.
That long-distance relationship sucks. It don't even exist to me. That shit don't even make sense. That long-distance bullshit, that's just a fucking pass. That's all. When you pass through, we fuck. Mm-hmm. When you go back home, you take care.
I hear that, sir.
Well, that's all. It's a pass through fuck. You in a relationship. Where your man live in Ohio? Where you live in Wyoming? What the fuck do you see here? Oh, he come through on Christmas. So you in a Christmas relationship, huh? Yeah, I'm just saying, it's true. You just got a fuck friend. That's all that you see once in a while. To be falling in love and all that, the internet. Yo, I swear to God, the internet fucked up dating. The internet fucked up everything in life. We don't even talk on the phone no more. Like, everybody texts all day. Everybody BBM. Everybody IG. Like, you get on the phone with people, can't even converse. Like, people don't even know how to speak anymore. You sitting there having cyber sex with your fucking girlfriend and she lived down the block. Do that make sense to you? You know, everything is computer. You might as well get a robot as a girlfriend. Yeah.
Well,
so
some people like that.
Listen, the first time, say if I meet a girl, right? And say, okay, say she do live in California. We can only play with each other on a computer one time. Other than that, I don't want to see you every night naked playing with your pussy. I might as well go order some porn. I don't want to see that shit. Yeah, like it gets you mad, right? Like you sitting there like, bitch, you just playing with me. And I just log off. Leave me the fuck alone.
Be like, bitch, you need to bring your ass out. Shit, leave my number, some shit, like for real.
No, delete. Unfollow your ass. I don't want to see you. Leave me the hell alone. All you want to do is sit there and play with yourself on my webcam. I don't want to see that shit.
Oh, I feel you. I ain't about to play with shit because I'm the type of chick, before you stick it, you got to
you
lick gotta
it. Lick it. Yes, sir.
No, but something I'm going to say, you know what makes it exciting, though? Like, okay, say we were together and you go somewhere on a business trip and then we turn on the computers and you know what I mean? Yeah, that? Okay, that's cool. But I ain't going to be playing with a bitch that live 2 million hours away every day on a damn computer and call myself falling in love. That's crazy.
But some people feel like a long-distance relationship works. But I tell people, like, if you're in a long-distance relationship, you don't get to see a person's true colors because you don't live there.
Thank you. Prime and the only reason that works
is because they have their face, just like this dude called in to work today. And he was saying he met this, him and this chick, they've been cool for a long time. They never saw each other like that. You know what I'm saying? It was like best friends, da-da-da. So then they started talking on some dating shit. This motherfucker leave Milwaukee and go to where she live at. Then he's just like, now, you know what I'm saying? He went out there, he blowing money. Now, he got the money he got is to catch a bus ride home, because once he got there, she painted this perfect picture. When he got there, that motherfucker flipped. And she was like, you in my shit. So at any given time, she could be like, get the fuck out. And he don't know nothing about the area he in or anything. I'm like, yo, damn, my nigga. You,
see, that's why I wouldn't,
like,
do that.
Basically left your shit and then went to be with this chick, and then she playing you to the left, and you done spent damn near all your money. When you ask her to pay your phone bill, she like, no, and you asking me for a credit.
That was his problem. That was his problem. He did that.
That's some nigga shit.
First of all, if I'm gonna relocate, I'm gonna make sure my situation is good.
Right.
Even if I'm going to relocate to a chick, I'm going to have me a room or something on the side, because you got to have a backup plan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to move out there, because you know how many women offer me to come down south to Atlanta, to Charlotte, this, and all. I can take, I got a business, I got this and that. I'm like, that's what you got.
Lady, it wasn't me. I wasn't one of them bitches, just so y'all know. Sorry,
right?
I just want bitches to know. It wasn't me.
Listen, me and Chocolate is not... Like, we're not attracted to each other like that. That's like a sister to me. We just outgrew that, oh, you got a fat ass, oh, this and that. That shit was in the beginning. I was one of them BBM flirts. I said, not a BBM lover. But we grew a better relationship than that. So everybody get that shit out of your hand. Back to what I was saying. Niggas, if y'all listening, get your shit straight. Too many niggas is looking for something to lean on. You know what I mean? You got to look for something to build with you. Don't look for somebody to take in. That's what you can't do, and people are doing that now. They're looking for niggas with the new bitches. I remember the chicks used to do that. Now niggas, and that's how I say about y'all park niggas. Nigga ain't got no job, but if you work out all day in the park and got a nice body, y'all women are flopping to him. You got to buy him lunch, dinner, breakfast, and a bus pass. But because he got a nice body, y'all going crazy over him. This is what y'all doing.
No.
Y'all setting yourself up to fail.
No, I don't do that. But I feel what you're saying. But you know, in this situation, because everybody lived in different parts of the state, you know, he was able to get that off. But
right.
I felt like, you know, me being the type of person I am and caring about my friends, I'ma tell. I'm most definitely going
right.
to tell, because that's some old fuck shit. And so for me, it's like, you know, for you to sit there blast saying that I'm a whore and I need to go to, Home Depot and buy stuff to rebuild the walls of my pussy. Like, dude, you've never been inside this, so why are you obsessed with my coochie? Like, really? And then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to say that I drive a Hyundai? No, I never owned a Hyundai. You know what I'm saying?
The nigga told you to go to Home Depot. Oh, shit.
Yes. Well, shut up. I can't fucking stand you. That's why I don't like telling you shit, because you just don't know how to act.
Yo, that's that bullshit, though. Yo, if your pussy wrecked like that, that's some shit. That's some rebirth shit. You
got
to be born again.
Yes. And that is totally opposite of what the fuck did I stand for. You know what I mean? So... You know, I started laughing because he was a funny-ass nigga or whatever. But at the end of the day, you couldn't come back at me, because everything that I said about you was the truth. You know what I'm saying? When I go to Miami, I'm going to introduce your woman to a boss, because she's a boss and she needs somebody on her level.
No, she ain't no boss. She ain't know how to control her employee. That's all. She ain't no damn boss.
Look, you know what? Well,
be that girl first.
You know what? I'm not fucking with Mo. Mo is the most disrespectful motherfucker I know.
Yeah.
Mo will make you lay. Mo is the type of nigga that will make you want to lay hands on him, and it's not in the name of no holy trinity or nothing. It's just I want to beat your ass. That's what
no,
that
you
is.
You just gotta listen. You just gotta choose your word and write. You just, you know, you're contradicting yourself. She's a boss. A boss wants to win for that shit.
And at the end of the day, yeah, but the thing is, as far as her doing her and her business field and stuff like that, every now and then you might meet somebody and you have a connection and you might give your heart to them. And you fell in love with the wrong person before. You felt for some fucked up person before, right or wrong, because we all have. If you say you didn't, you's a damn lie.
No, I say a lot of them fell in love with me. I was a fucked up person.
Oh, my God, Mo. You know what? I swear, yo.
Me, you still got time.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yes, he do.
Yeah, because shit, what goes around comes around, right?
Yes.
He still got time to get his heart broken.
Yes, he does.
You know what I think? My heart is cement. I'm sorry.
What?
Cement.
I said I got a cemented heart. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
the hell ever.
It's brick. No, the reason I say that, look, to be honest with you, I'm going to keep it real. For the simple fact that I've been hurt by family so much in my life that it's hard to let anybody else hurt me like that. So if you say my heart been broken, yeah, in my family life, like the way I grew up, yeah. So it built me like a rock. Some people say I have no feelings. Some people, you know what I mean? So to fall for that bullshit, it's just like, she got caught out there. She okay. She's a boss.
Man, she is
my
ass
while saying
that.
Y'all got to stop saying boss. You see Beyonce going against it now, right? She made a whole song about it, made tons of money. Now she's advertising against calling women bosses. Y'all see that, right? Y'all remember, right? She made tons of money off the word boss.
Came out with it, though.
I do not pay that girl no mind.
Now she's advertising. She's advertising. You know the boss thing is no good for women because it's giving y'all a bad image. I love a boss chick. I love when a chick can stand up. You know what I mean? I love that. Like, when you can stand up and hold your own, I'm so attracted to that. You know what I mean? That to me, that's a good thing. Now it's
so attractive that you might fall in love with a bitch that can stand up, huh?
No, because I got a lot of bitches that stand up, and I ain't fall in love with them, okay? Chocolate, Miss Troublemaker, Miss Tequila, Miss Didn't Mind Your Goddamn Business. Now you fucked up my man Pyramid. Where he at? I'm going to request some more PBM. We're going against Chocolate Ass. You fucked up his whole pyramid. He had a
nah, that nigga
fucked
that shit up himself. He shouldn't have had that bitch to come after me.
Exactly.
That's true.
Wait, who the hell just spoke?
And he fucked it up with Lord Papago.
Wait, who that just spoke?
That was CeCe.
He went and asked niggas what's going on.
That was CeCe?
You damn right.
Yeah.
He should have came at me.
Wait,
the nigga
so
came CeCe? At me. He had the bitch
wait,
to talk at me the next
wait,
morning.
Wait,
he emailed
on.
Her the whole chat between
hold
us.
On. He had you. He had Aston.
No, no,
no. No,
honey. He didn't have me, sir.
Oh.
He took
didn't
a
have
and
me
he
evil.
Failed in time. Thank Jesus.
Oh, he tried to get you.
His Louisiana bitch was my friend. At least she thought she was. Oh,
y'all got a small circle, huh? Y'all got a small ass circle, I see. Shit.
Man, BBM is small. BBM is small as fuck.
That's why you don't pay attention to BBM anymore. Like, you can't really take BBM serious, because I tell you, the same nigga that's saying this and that to you is saying it, and it goes for the chicks, too. Chicks come at niggas hard body, and they go at the next nigga, and they go at the next nigga until they can get who they want and when they want. Then they off to the next.
It's but Mo, you look at if you look at a picture of this ugly ass nigga, you'll be like, damn. I mean, only thing he probably got good is the dick in the head. I mean, for real, he look like he broke.
He had a pyramid, he doing something right.
Oh, my bad. I forgot that girl said he paying her her tuition for school, so he might not be broke.
Oh, he got paper. See, that's the key.
He robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Oh, he got the paper.
She get her money, so you know.
You know, the survey was out and the polls came in. The dick ain't that great.
Boom.
Well, he must be got a good mouthpiece then.
You think he, listen, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Even if he listening, he don't give a fuck because he had who he had. He got who he wanted regardless of which way he could get it.
And
everybody's singing that same old song and he going
to
keep doing it. Y'all didn't do nothing but make him. Y'all wet his dick and got it and put a smile on his face. That's all y'all
y'all can curse him out.
You know, the other chick's probably on the phone mad as hell at Chocolate right now, like, this bitch.
No.
They mad with you, motherfucker.
No.
Oh, no, man, they're my pyramid.
Yeah, they mad at him. They're not mad at me.
They mad at themselves. They mad at themselves for fucking with that ugly ass nigga.
Yeah, they mad at Mo for fucking shit. They can't be mad at me. I'm just coming out of there. You got caught out there, dumb-dumb bosses.
Hey, Mo.
I'm here.
Mo, would you fuck with a bitch that look like E.T.?
Hell no.
Yeah,
you would. Why would I fuck with a bitch that look like E.T.?
Yeah.
Why you wouldn't?
Why wouldn't I?
I mean, she got a split, you know, but...
Right?
Everything
it's
with a
not like your heart
good
is in it.
Fuck.
It's not like
I
you have any kind of compassion.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Look, sweetie, please don't get me wrong. I'm not a thirst bucket, and I'm far from an ugly nigga. So I ain't never
nigga, I already know you're a
pretty
ass nigga. You ain't got to put that out there.
Okay, so why would you ask me
a
question?
He a what? He a what, Cece?
He a pretty ass nigga. Turn up.
You really think so?
On that comment, I'm going to have to turn down.
Oh, Chocolate, let it go, Keisha Cole. Let it go. Thanks for the compliment, sweetie. Thanks for the compliment,
shut up,
sweetie.
Before we be fighting, I already owe
you an ass. Chocolate, let it go, sweetie. You call it what it is, okay? Stop it.
Oh, shit.
What the hell wrong with you?
Thank you for the compliment, see?
I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
Okay? And Ashley, go sit on your motherfucking thumb. Make sure it got grease on it.
Wow, and all I got to do is call you over. You know you want it.
Oh, we got quiet. Ooh.
It ain't that easy, ass, and I'm a hard cat.
Yeah, please. You that easy.
Ooh.
That's what you think?
Ooh.
That's what I know. Next.
You don't know, sweetie. You don't know. Next. It's cool, though.
Oh, boy. What's the next subject?
Yeah, please change it.
Oh, my goodness.
Please.
Bring them on.
Huh?
You was talking so much that I didn't even get a chance to click Kurt's phone so we could ask him our questions.
Yeah, click on, call him back. I want to ask him some questions.
What you want to call him? I mean, what you want to ask him? Guess he'll call back in again. He'll be like, what is he trying to call me? It wasn't a prank call. I don't prank call my friends. But
you talking about his goddamn driving live on the radio, huh? Some damn shame. You do and you don't, huh? It's a damn shame, yo.
What you
Some
mean?
Kind of friend you are. He was doing 60 in a 2014. I do 100 miles an hour.
I knew he was going to be in that motherfucker just pushing the pedal to the metal. When I seen that, we was getting in that that Mustang, I'm like, oh, he about to let this motherfucker rip.
Nah, he was being romantic. He wanted to get to know
what?
Out of the conversation. He wanted to, you know, get
what?
To know you better. You know, get the mood set. So when y'all get to your destination, you know.
Really?
Things probably would have, you know, you was in a room by yourself 2 days. You could have utilized both of them.
That was in my. That was at the hotel in Charlotte. He was in the outskirts of Greensboro. I drove all the way to see him.
Drove all the way out there and get no dick.
But I need that phone. You been so. Oh God, you was just so vulgar.
Vulgar
and nasty.
I know you wanted to relieve some kind of tension. Like, come on, Doc. Come on. You drove out there. You wanted to relieve some tension. Stop it. And
what
you know
you
got a crush on her, so stop it. Don't sit in front for us. You was mad he ain't pat, he ain't make the, he ain't move on you. That's what you mad at. You ain't mad he was driving slow.
Wow.
Get him on the phone so I can ask him a question.
Whatever. Whatever.
Now you quiet. What happened? The cat got your tongue?
Oh, no. My daughter was in the bathroom with a big pink cat on it. You know what?
So, Chocolate, if he was to try to make a move, you don't, you know you wouldn't have went for it?
Oh, no.
Who? It ain't no owls in here. I'm talking to you.
I said that's my.
So you want to win for
you right there? Oh, I want
to
what?
You want to smash the homie?
I don't do things like that.
Oh God! Tell that shit to the judge. I don't believe it.
I don't.
You want to smash the homie after that long drive to Greensboro? Tired, exhausted, you probably wanted to take a shower, let your weave down. Get naked, jump in the bed, let him play with his tongue a little bit. And he just fucked up your shit. He wanted to take you for a ride in his new car.
Yo, Chocolate was like, nigga, I ain't come out here to ride in your new car. I can't ride you, nigga. Tell the truth.
That's what you were thinking. You were telling the nigga to hurry up and get to the hotel, but he was taking too goddamn long. Then it was time for you to go, right? Tell the truth. It's the truth hour. Tell the truth. We all grown in here. Tell the truth. Everybody over 30 in here. Tell the truth.
Oh, my God, you got me rolling over here.
Tell the truth, though. The truth is alive, you tell it in the dark. And I'm pretty sure your lights is on. Tell the truth.
The truth is we have a very good friendship.
Okay, and y'all could have fucked.
And that trip made that bond that much more stronger.
If y'all would have fucked, it would have made it unbreakable.
Wow.
You understand? Made it strong, but strong can be broken. If he would have beat the pussy, it would have made it unbreakable. It would have been a straight lifetime insurance policy.
Oh God, I can't do you tonight, Mom. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's the truth. Ladies, y'all hearing it in her voice. Y'all hear it. She wanted to match the homie. The homie got with her, drove slow, ate slow, and she was tight. Because she wanted him to eat her, match her, and then she wanted to go about her business. She was in the room by herself down there. You understand? Everybody was probably so busy that she couldn't find nothing to mash. So, you know.
No, it was Alice right there.
It was hella, but you ain't gonna just meet a nigga and just fuck him like that. You just said you don't, you ain't a hoe no more. You a pass.
You ex yourself. You don't do the whole things anymore. You had a man somebody. You had a man somebody you
we
know.
All
that's why you
regret every now and then. We all have our moments. Don't get it
okay,
twisted.
Okay, that's why
you
drove. That's why you drove to Greensboro, because that dick you know already. You know him. So if you'd have asked him,
no,
it wouldn't have been no big
no,
thing.
No, I don't know that. No.
Listen, he's somebody you know. He's somebody you converse with. He's somebody you get along with. So giving him a little pussy, it wouldn't have bothered you. But to meet some random nigga down there and just give him some pussy, that would have been on your conscience. It would have brought you back to your old days. You know, you didn't want to be reminded of being a hoe. You know, you wanted to let that go. So you was trying to mash something that you knew already. You know, I mean, it's like bringing sand to the beach. You was excited when you heard he was down there. So you took that road trip, and he fucked it up. Where he at? Put him on the phone.
You got your
stand
to call in now.
I know. Nigga, you ain't get the hint. She drove all the way down there to get some dick. You took her for a ride and breakfast. She wanted a ride and for you to eat breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Or the appetizer or something. So,
oh,
if you listening, next time, don't play no games. You go down south a lot. You got some pussy on layaway down there, bro. You better take it. Hurry up. Got some pussy on layaway, kid. You better take it next time she drive her ass all the way to Greensboro. So that's the truth. Now we all know the truth, Chocolate. We understand. You know, he should have stepped in. You know, stop making him feel like, let him know the real, though. Let him know the truth. You know, nigga, I came down here for something. Next time, you know, you speak up if he don't make the move.
Hold
your tongue. You talk, mommy. You talk, mommy.
Okay, action, she feels free to
stop
this at any moment.
You should have done something, you know. Put them on. Pull a titty out of something, Janet. You should have did something.
Okay.
Did he have the drop top Mustang or the hard top?
The hard top.
Oh, you should have put a leg up. I know you had a dress on. Put a leg up or something as he's driving. Get him in there.
I had jeans.
Well, then unzip for your zipper then.
I have to get comfortable to drive, to do all that driving, so.
Take your shoes off, zipper down a little bit, you know?
What?
Take your shoes off, open your pants.
What kind of shit is that?
Put your leg up on the dashboard. I'm trying to hook you up. Next time you won't go dickless, you know? I'm trying to hook you up.
I don't need you to hook me up.
Well, you needed
need
something. You ain't get no dick when you was down there. You drove back to the Charlotte, man.
This nigga wanted to go to IHOP, and I wanted to go to the Waffle House. This nigga, you were frustrated.
He is a straight gentleman.
Yeah, I know, but shit, he's also a man, and you could have mashed. Oh, he's a straight gentleman. Oh, he's just so nice. So you went down there for a reason. You ain't just called to say hi. You could have did that on BBM.
I wanted to give him a hug in person.
Okay, you wanted to give him more than a hug in person, but evidently he didn't know that.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew you wanted to give him more, and he didn't take the move. He didn't make the move.
No, I said a hug.
You ain't want to give him no hug. You ain't ride all the way to Charlotte. I mean, all the way to Greensboro from Charlotte to give a nigga a hug. You ain't do that.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Chocolate, you can't tell me asking RC that bullshit because none of us is believing it. They're your girl, so they ain't going to sit here and say, bitch, stop lying. You understand?
Why did I drive home?
Why did you go back home?
Yeah, why did I come home, Ashley?
She forgot the sugar. No, why did you drive home?
Yeah, why did you drive home?
Oh, because I had some out. Because, one, I had some issues, some family issues to deal with, and he was there. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to kill two birds with one stone, then take my ass back to Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know, if that's your story and you stick into it, I believe it.
No, because on my way, my son's girlfriend, his baby mom had called, and they had got into a situation.
Okay. Okay. And that was on the way home. We talking about why you were there. Mm. We knew you was going home. I'm talking about why you was there. What prolonged the situation?
Oh, well, it was just a whole lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, so I was like, okay, I'm going to stop by and I'm gonna see you.
Okay. That's your story. You're sticking to it. I guess I believe it. We don't really believe
yeah.
it. But, it's cool, Chuck. It's cool. It's cool. I ain't mad at you. You mad, but I ain't mad at you.
What you mean? Well, I don't like you.
You ain't like me, but you gotta love me.
I gotta love you.
I'm sorry. Hi, Ashton. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm okay.
You are? Everything okay? Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I like your Instagram posting. You alright. You putting up some shit.
That's it. So do you.
I don't think Chocolate following me no more. She don't say nothing to me on Instagram no more.
I don't be on there like that.
You'll see you on Instagram?
Yeah, I get on there every now and then.
Okay, holla at your boy. Your boy number 37.
Well, Esther, send it to me.
Esther what?
Send it to me. You know,
so
Esther,
what?
Come on now. Send me his Instagram shit.
Nigga, I just told you my Instagram name. Your boy Mo
37. Nigga, I ain't typing there right now.
You ain't got to type right,
I'll,
in.
I'll
boy
it.
Mo 37.
I think you already my friend. Really, I think. Like.
I don't think so, little girl.
She's so country guy. Say it again. Say, you already my friend. Yeah, let me hear that country
shut
accent.
Shut up, nigga. All right, man. Those fine, man. You're a city
yeah,
boy.
I love
girl,
you,
girl. You know y'all country boys fall. I mean, y'all city boys fall in love with a country girl now.
Don't
and
go mess with a country girl. Who?
Hurts.
Y'all hurts. Y'all hurts. You ain't on no damn line.
I ain't even pushed one.
Oh, yo, what up, kid?
Yeah. Chuck, you dirty, Chuck. You real dirty.
Yo, yeah, what's
no,
up, kid?
No,
what's
so
going on?
Wait, Chuck. Hold on, Chuck. Let me get the floor real quick. Yo, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, we've been down for a minute. You know you're my brother, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck? You listening to me? How the fuck she drive all the way to Greensboro to get some dick and you take her to the Waffle House?
My nigga, you already know how the Waffle House goes. As soon as I touch down in the South, I got to go there. I was hungry.
I'm not going to go eat, but my thing is Chocolate came for some dick. She's over here pleading. Chocolate went for some dick, bro. You know me, my nigga. I keep it 100. She went for some dick.
Now she's disappointed talking about how you was driving, doing 20 in a month, well, 60, I'm going to say, 60 in a fucking brand new Mustang and this and that and that and this. You frustrated her because she wanted to fuck.
Oh, my God. Wow, you
I just be happy when I get behind the wheel of a car. Being on them bikes, I just be happy I'm alive, so I'm enjoying the moment. And we were talking,
that.
So it's cool.
I told her that.
Nah,
I was
relaxed. I went down there. I hit her up. I told her not to come up to Greensboro because she was in Charlotte. I felt bad.
No, you know what she came for. She mad that she didn't get what she came for.
Yo, we good, man. We good.
She mad because she didn't get what she came for, bro. You heard me?
Huh?
Wow.
She was frustrated because she didn't get what she came for, according to her. Unless she ain't telling us something.
No. We just sat there and talked. We sat there, we talked, and I fell asleep, she fell asleep, I woke up, she gone.
Okay, don't say no more, because she didn't tell us all me.
She's in the bed.
No, she didn't tell us all me.
I'll hang it up.
Hold on, I didn't say he was in the bed.
Wait, no, you ain't got to say no more, you grown, that's your business. You
no,
said
I'm just
up.
Saying, I said I fell asleep, she fell asleep, like she talking, I'm talking, and I've been up since 7 o'clock Friday morning. So I fell asleep. And when I woke up, she was gone.
Chocolate, you forgot to tell us about that.
Tell you?
There's nothing to tell.
No, listen, Hurts, listen. Wait, Hurts. She just left a few things out.
She don't leave nothing out. The Waffle House was the most exciting shit we did.
Huh?
I said the Waffle House was the most exciting. The Waffle House is the most exciting shit we did.
Oh, damn.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Damn. So listen, I just want to tell you, I was going to call you and tell you myself, you got some pussy down there on layaway. You understand?
Dude, man.
She ain't going to come out and tell you, my nigga, but I'm telling you. You understand? So next time she drive all the way to Greensboro, she don't want no waffles.
She don't want the waffle.
Yeah, she said it's been long enough, nigga. Stop playing with her. Put that Mustang in full drive.
Yo, son, she had on, she was looking cute, but she had these fucking slippers.
She
was
mocking
up just like they were Prada.
She came ready. She had the slippers. That was easy access. She wanted to slip them slippers right off.
No, she said she was comfortable, but I'm looking like, yo, mom, that was a house slipper. You going outside. She said, I'm wearing these outside. I said, all right, go with the best stuff.
You ain't get the hint? She bought the house slippers for a reason. Well, you know you got
some
slippers.
She wanted some Waffle House.
Yeah, she wanted some Waffle House.
I can wear 5-inch heels into the Waffle House. They probably would have thought her could pick me up on the corner or something.
No, she had the five inch heels in her bag with her motherfucking lingerie.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I ain't see that part.
You ain't give her a chance, nigga. You sure.
Like, I was tired, man. What you
Yo, look, she finally went in the bathroom and put the shit on and came back out. You were snoring. She got mad.
I know I was snoring, too, because I was exhausted.
I said that's probably
what made her get up and leave.
Yeah, she had that shit on. She came out the bathroom like, yeah, this nigga going to get it. He going to get it. And your ass was sitting there out cold.
I'm sorry, Ma. I was tired.
Snore, though. It was a cute snore, so, you know.
Nah, that was exhausting. That was exhausting snore.
Look.
I'm so glad it was you. I'm glad it was you and my woman, not a pop. I'd have woke up and they'd have robbed me for everything. I wouldn't even know.
He probably would have robbed you, kid. Well, Chocolate, why you ain't wake him up? Chocolate, you know, you could have woke him up.
Because I knew how tired he was because he came straight from work. He had been up all night, caught an early morning flight, and was in this meeting and stuff like that. So
let
no.
me tell you something. You would have came outside with your birthday suit, the nigga would have woke up.
Now you see why I didn't push one.
Yes.
McQueen, right now.
Mo is the worst. Mo is the worst.
Right now, if it's up to Mo, we'd be having virtual sex right now.
Oh, yeah. Kurt was the perfect gentleman. I told y'all
okay.
that. He was the perfect
yeah,
gentleman.
Right. Listen, my nigga, next time she come down there and drive a whole hour to see you, well, her birthday is in the bag. You better not fall asleep. Oh, look, I want to have you heard of my nigga.
I got you. I got you. I'll give it a hug, boy.
But he was worth the drive. That's my nigga. He was in my city. Anytime somebody in my city, if I can drive, if you drive a distance to where I'm at, I'm going to drive and see you.
Oh,
that's
you full of shit because old boy was in your city and you ain't going to see him.
Oh.
Yeah.
That country oh. nigga, what's his name? My man, I'd be like, yo, Mo, where you at? Mo, where you at? You want to be
Tyson Fitzy.
Yeah, he was in your city. No, not him. The one
Tyson
to,
was there?
Nah, the one
nah.
I wanted to give us some in the truck. What's his name?
Mr. G.A. No.
Mr. G.A. was down there.
Okay, I don't go backwards. I don't go backwards. If I have dealt with you,
no, no, no. You contradicted yourself because that's your nigga. You said if your peoples is out there,
yeah,
you want to ask.
That's my homie.
Okay, so don't say it changes
but
subject.
But I'm not going backwards.
Okay, so now it's clear that we can clearly say that you went out there for a reason. Mr. Jerry was out there. You wasn't going backwards. That's your homie, but you wasn't going backwards.
Was,
so you went. You went to see her to go forward.
You know what, Mo? I can't do this with you. I can't win. I get no wins from you. I get no wins.
Win.
I get no ups. No.
Because I keep it 100. You want to match the homie. Instead of just coming out and telling him, you understand? You beating around the bush. I thought you was a real G. Tell him, nigga. He's
oh,
on the phone right
shit.
Now. Tell him.
Oh, boy. Love connection.
Tell him. Get it off your chest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got you next time I'm down there, Ma.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Hurt. That's the
Hurt
I know. There you go, bro.
I'll be in NY next month, probably.
Okay,
right.
Look.
You
know, it's going to happen in the big city. There you
if
go.
You put it on me, promise you don't dog me on the radio show about me screaming or something like that. Make me sound like that nigga, like I put in work or something.
Yo, Hurst, tear her ass up, bro. Tear her ass up. She talking
do
about
what?
Tear her ass up.
No, I don't
do
know,
what?
My nigga. Her track record is, unless you've seen some of her videos, man.
Nah, I stay away from her videos. I don't want to look at her like that.
Like, before I hit that, I got to come straight from the gym. So I'm already pumped up, ready to go and trying to hurt something.
Well, at least you know you're going to hit it now. At least you got it off her chest. So next time y'all see each other, y'all better make some fireworks. Okay, at least you got something done tonight on the radio show. You got
oh
the BBM God. Pyramid nigga business out. Yeah, you like hurt.
Yo.
You heard about the nigga pimping on BBM?
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is this BBM pimp?
Dude, you're pimping on BBM, yo. He getting his map on, yo.
There's a lot of niggas like that, though.
Nah, y'all heard the difference between him and other niggas? Is this nigga that's engaging bitches.
You forgot that part.
Huh?
And it ain't no different than Facebook niggas. Facebook is a place where broke niggas is rich, broke niggas is bosses, ugly bitches is supermodels, and everybody's relationship is perfect.
Yep. Yeah, that supermodel shit is so. Yo, every bitch I got on Instagram, besides the ones I know personal, is a model.
Yo, I don't do Instagram.
Just
because
you're on there naked, you're a model.
BBM and Facebook, that's enough insight into who the fuck I am. Other than that, I need some personal life.
Chocolate telling you, my nigga.
I'm booking a flight right now, Shop.
Come on, I'm going to pick you up from the airport.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yo, y'all going to pay me for my motherfucking hookups.
Yo, Shop, just promise me when we doing it, you got to call Mo.
I must definitely will. I'll let her get it. You know what I mean? And I know my man to take care of him. She's been pulling them out since I've been on the show. Like, come on, it's time to step up and be
a pussy. I don't want none of that felonious head you got. No way. I don't want none of that. You got niggas stalking you, doing all kinds of dumb shit. I don't want no shit like that.
Oh, shit. That nigga turning down head from Chalk Mommy? Damn, you had a bomb like that?
I don't know. My nigga, I know she said that niggas be stalking her, won't leave her alone, all kinds of shit. I'm good.
I don't know, Chad.
I'm going to give him a sample.
Nah, okay. Man. My being sprung days is over.
See, your abstinence, see? The truth just came out. Y'all see? I know I could do it.
What?
The truth just came out.
What truth just came out?
Chocolate just let her feelings out. That's what's up.
What did I say?
You said caught in a moment. You don't even realize you're blowing yourself up. I'm going to give him a sample. We know what you chose the rainbow for.
Yeah.
They just listening, shaking their head like, damn, Chocolate don't even peek what she doing.
He deserves that.
Oh,
what?
Shit. That's what's up, nigga. You earned some head. How the fuck you earn head? You gotta teach me, nigga.
Oh, nigga. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard of that. Well, yo, hey, why you do that? She said, he deserves that. How the fuck you earned
no
head, nigga? Damn, you earned some head. I hear that hot shit. Why? Damn, he deserves it. Why you suck this dick? He deserves it. Oh, shit, my nigga. You got the juice now, bro. I ain't never heard no shit like that. That's real right there. That's real deal right there. She said he deserves it.
Yes, I'm just being honest.
Nice.
I just want to give Chuck a shout out and say thank you for making me feel special.
Oh,
no, she ain't making you feel.
Are.
Yo, my nigga, She didn't make you feel special yet. Wait till she gets you in that hotel room, baby.
Oh, man.
You understand?
This dude more than that, man.
You deserve it.
It does.
Wow. Damn. That's what I'm talking about, chocolate. Oh, what's your bitch tell me I deserve some head? Well, dude, I'm going to have to do some work. I'm going to have to be a gentleman.
I mean, you know, Mo, I guess you should just ask pointers from Hertz.
Huh?
We should get some pointers from you.
Well, how to earn some head?
No, just being the perfect gentleman.
Oh,
no.
I mean,
you don't need no pointers from me. Shit, I need pointers from them.
Mo is not no fucking gentleman. Mo is not no fucking gentleman.
You're hurt. Chocolate think I'm a lame when it comes to women. She don't even understand what she's dealing with.
I say you was lame when you came to women. I would never say that, sweetie.
Okay.
I feel like you just got some deep-rooted issues. That's all.
No, I'm good.
And
we're gonna
lay hands on you, and we're going to, you know, me and Ashton, we're going to work it out for you because, you know, you
oh,
always
I'm
got something
you and Ashton? Well, Ashton? Ashton, you going to lay hands on me, baby?
I couldn't sound like it.
It was just fine, Mr. Heartless, but I guess.
It sounds like you, Chuck, and Ashton on a threesome.
No, without.
No, it don't. It's
like,
yeah,
we're going to lay hands on you and work it out.
And we're going to work it out.
Mo playing hard to get.
Mo scared. Ain't no playing hard to get.
I ain't scared. I just get what I want. That's all.
Oh,
you,
got
you
it.
You a scared-ass nigga. You scared of my dog.
I'm
scared of my
shit.
Dog now. You want to put Chuck out there and all that, nigga? You scared of my nigga. Straight up.
Scared of who? Scared of who, though? Make it clear. When I say
you
shit, I make
Ashton,
it clear.
Nigga,
I
don't say her name
oh,
like
nah,
that.
Listen, nah, I ain't scared of Ashton, nah.
Yes, you did. That's
Ashton
why you stuttered when she
this.
Said that. That's why you stuttered.
Nah, Ashton
ain't ready
what
she
he
did.
Said he get what he want and he don't want Ashton. That's what he said.
That nigga almost had a heart attack when Chuck just said what she said. He like, ooh, shit, for real?
Never
you tell
that
it in his
sweet.
Voice. That nigga started studying like a little bitch.
Yeah, see, you know what's crazy? If I wanted to fuck Ashton, I would have fucked Ashton.
Nigga, if I wanted to fuck,
I'm keeping it 100. If I wanted to fuck Ashton and go at Ashton, believe me, I would have fucked Ashton.
You scared
you
of her
you
pussy?
Already?
You scared of Ashton pussy because you know she gonna put it on you straight up.
Oh God, I hear you, sweetie. It sounds good for the radio. Keep it going.
I don't know. It sounds good for the real life shit, nigga. Straight up.
It sounds good
the
for
radio.
The radio. Like I said, if I
heard
on the
radio,
phone,
that's
that
D shit, nigga.
Yeah, I definitely got to put that on the T-shirt, Mo. That shit sounds good for the radio.
That shit sounds good for the radio, right, my G?
The thing is, Mo would have gotten tired, though, because Mo's the type of person that want what he want when he want it, and I make niggas wait.
No,
nah.
Mo would take it. Mo would take it.
He can't take
right.
Something out of his head. He can't take
listen, that. Listen, if I would go at you, sweetie, I can get the job.
Doubt it.
You understand?
Seriously.
This is how I would get you. Listen.
Just like you've gone through
listen,
things,
listen, if I wanted to prove a point,
too.
Sweetie, I would have
so
got your job.
Sweetheart, you would not have made it.
I would
have
got your
job. You would have gotten tired.
I would have signed
it. No, you wouldn't have.
I would have signed it, and I would have said
I am not that one.
That's how ill I am.
Negative.
Next. Y'all have been both laying up next to each other like them two and what was that, best man? The best man? At the end, looking at each other like, oh, shit, what did we just do?
I guess we would have went to the Waffle House after.
Yeah.
You tried that one.
Look, and I ain't gonna say, look, and I'm not, and look, Ashton, don't get what I'm saying wrong. I never really saw you like that. So I don't know what you look like.
No, it's cool. I mean, I understand.
I never looked, don't make it seem like it's that easy for you because it's not.
No, no,
it's real easy.
It's really easy for you to get some pussy.
If I got my eye on a woman, I'm going to get her. Believe you me. I have no problem with that.
Well, I'm just letting you know. So how much pussy you got last week, Mo?
Yo, don't answer that, Mo. That's a trick question. Don't answer that.
You, right? We don't know who's listening, right?
Yeah,
that's
man. He set you up, my nigga.
I know. You know me better than that, Hurts. You know better than that, bro.
Yeah, we love this shit.
Just know that he didn't get Ashton. That's all that they're talking about right now. Him and Ashton.
Yeah, let's keep it on Ashton.
I am just so done. Y'all just are off the chain. I'm so glad I'm so under the radar.
Nigga, please. You're a fucking satellite. You talking about you under the radar. You're the satellite.
Not a lady that began the no man of shit.
She got the no man of shit, and Hurts, we got the what, do it for the radio? Wait.
Do it for the bomb, man.
There you go. Do it for the radio. Do it for the radio.
No man.
No, whatsoever. The t-shirts are coming. Y'all get to see the pictures of the t-shirts next weekend. Yes.
Well, I know you said enough some. I know we getting t-shirts, right?
I don't think they have them in your size now.
I'm only a 2X. They got 2Xs.
What's the t-shirt shirt?
No manners. Hashtag no manners.
Oh, no manners. All right. That's okay.
Of course. No manners. That's why I'm about to get off,
because I'm about to rough up the suspect.
Yes, I'm about to go, because I have to work, 12 hours tomorrow. So, you know, I got to push that time clock.
I'm about to call
up
some pussy.
You about to jack your dick, what?
He about to call up one of his hoes.
Not me, I'm going to throw on a pinky DVD and beat my meat. So my hand is raw.
Oh, snap. I see some pictures coming through my phone.
Well, we made a love connection tonight. Congratulations to the new fucking partner.
Yeah, and a flaw connection because you flaw as hell. You scared of my dog.
Okay, I'm scared. And we found out I'm scared of Ashton. I'm scared of you, Ashton. I'm so scared.
I'm sure. I'm scared of you, too.
There you go, baby. As long as we're scared of each other, we
make
it happy, scared
of you.
Right?
That was a joke. She know your ass scared, though.
I'm scared of you, too, see?
Yeah, you really
Thank
scared
you.
Of me.
Yeah, you might make me want to move to Florida, right?
Of course. With no bus fare.
I hear that. I drive.
Yeah.
I don't take buses. I got a motorcycle and a bike, so I drive. So
no gas money and
a
bike.
Yeah, I got a truck and a bike, so
You said a motorcycle and a bike.
Yeah, I did take a motorcycle and a bike. I got a truck and a bike. Yo, Hurt.
I'm done.
Yeah.
You hurt.
Yo.
You know, I stepped up, right?
Huh?
I stepped up.
For what?
The G10.
What? Oh, that's what's up, my nigga.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Yeah, I got a surprise for niggas, too. I ain't saying nothing. Just see me when you see me.
Yeah, that's what I said, too, because they was talking shit at Explicit yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was
I
was going crazy on that 750. My 750 was doing niggas 30, but... I got to shock you with the power command, so. But I'm going to take it easy this year because these potholes are serious. I seen a nigga bust his ass on the Van Wick, brother.
I'm not pulling my bike out in New York till May.
Oh, okay.
We paid everything.
Yeah, they was out there last night on their bikes looking crazy. That wind was tearing niggas up. That wind was really
a lot of dudes that moved up, man. A lot of dudes that moved up in their weight class. Now let's see if they can handle it.
Yeah.
You know, when them lights come on, man, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you know how I ride, my nigga. I ride my ride. I don't ride nobody else's ride.
I saw somebody I was talking to down by you, Chuck. They said 40's hot right now. I said, damn, why couldn't it be like it was that when we was down there? I mean, it was only a sheriff and a trooper when we came, and we ran on both of them, but they ain't do shit.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of new riders, too. Oh, my God, I've seen so many rookies. I'm like, damn, all y'all niggas jumping on bikes at the worst time of this. You know, this is the worst year because we had so much snow. I just hope everybody be all right because them potholes, yo, we got sinkholes, yo.
That's how, what do you call it? That's how, what's his name, Pat? Last week, Kumar from Ground Assault.
Yeah.
He's in Minnesota, though. In Minnesota, my nigga. Wow. I was like, yo, it's got to be freezing up there. What you doing on a bike with no helmet? He had a pothole at $140.
Oh, that shit.
Oh,
thin.
Shit.
Yeah, threw him off the bike. He got
man,
on the thing.
Man, that shit threw his ass and it broke his neck, right?
Yeah, you know, people feeling bad because the other dude took off that he was with. But I was like, yo, you stay, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
of course. You're getting everything.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So he had to go.
See,
the
non-riders don't understand that. You know what I mean? I mean, he bounced on him. I mean, I probably would have came back because they can't. Oh, he ran. He ran. That's how he
was.
The
they was moving, right? So I'm pretty sure people called in. You know how that go. So, of course, if you stay there, they're going to make you a contributing factor to that accident.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to get all kinds of tickets. So, I mean, you got to go.
Yeah,
if he's
good, if he's not,
you just gotta go, man.
That shit just put us in a fucked up predicament mentally. Like,
it's
damn.
It's rough, because it's like, yo, that's your name. What do you do?
Yeah, so I know his conscience is fucked up right now.
I think I want to go to bike week with Hertz.
You want to go to bike week with
Hertz? That's pussy the whole week, brother. See that? You got...
No,
you ain't got to worry about looking for no ass, baby. Look at this. She just logged on some pussy for you, my nigga. Like, she just emailed you some pussy. Like, that week I'm blessed.
No, because I know that he would make sure that nothing happened to me, and I'd be in good company. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody, listen. You around any of us, hurts to tell you. You're well protected. You understand? You ain't got nothing to worry about wherever you go around us.
That's true.
And I'm so serious with that. Y'all can make any joke y'all want. When it comes to these streets, we don't play.
Yeah.
I don't play with niggas at all. Don't violate
nobody
around me.
And I don't play with bitches, so y'all good on the bitches.
Yes. You know what I mean? So you in good hands. So you come down to Black Bike a week, you'll have a ball.
Yes, and I've never been before.
You'll have some balls with Hertz, and then you'll have a ball hanging with us.
Mowing them. That's the funny side. Like, what I say is, like, the white people, quiet. More of them is where it be popping at.
Yeah, we on the north side. We out there wilding.
It go all night. They go all night. Like, but it's like you said, when shit pop off, as long as New York go, you don't give a fuck what happens with anybody else.
Yeah, that's how we give it up.
Yes, I feel like I would be in good hands with her. Good hands with Allstate. Good hands with
her. Your Aston, you want to see coming down too?
Nah. I'm staying in Florida.
I'm too scared.
I'm staying in Florida.
You too scared. Scared of what, nigga? It's the beach.
You, nigga.
I like Sue, though. She pops a lot of shit.
Hey, if y'all get my boots on to come, I come.
Oh, no, I'm good.
She wants to own it. Oh, she want a threesome. She want a nigga and a bitch. Nigga and a nigga.
Yeah, I ain't going. So
I got a nigga
going.
For him. He ain't going to have bitches, but I get a nigga for him.
That's disgusting.
You started it.
We ain't say shit about tone. I asked you, was you and Aston coming?
Okay, but what did I say? Can you hear?
No, I can't hear.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Straight up.
Oh, my God. I am so scared.
Nah, don't be scared, Ashton. We'll take care of you.
Oh, soon. No. When a nigga tell you don't be scared, that means you need to be very scared.
Don't be scared, Ashton. You be in good hands.
I bet.
Aston, I told you that nigga scared of you, man.
Okay.
Most scared of Aston,
straight
up. Okay. He's trying to flip that shit.
You get the shit fucked out of Aston, she be having something to talk to y'all about.
Don't let her fuck your head up now.
Nigga,
oh,
nigga, she
done.
Be ready to leave
I'm
her motherfucking
done.
Situation.
Aston, did he just say that word?
I mean,
she ready to leave
talk.
Her situation.
Niggas love to talk, especially when they don't have no interest in performing.
I know, right? He's talking like a bitch right now. I bet you ain't about to lie to him.
Shit, you can get the dick too, see, since you talking so goddamn
nigga,
much. You
be
ready to move in
the
New York.
You
be ready to move
in
the cold. Your ass will be out here with a motherfucking Sherlin and some Ugg boots on. Some, I hate this weather. So stop.
So, yeah, and I'll be spending your money. How about it?
Okay.
Your truck.
I hear you. It sounds good. It sounds good.
Me and my dog be riding that truck. Now, how about that?
Yeah, it sounds good. Y'all be riding
it
together,
is good,
right?
Nigga. Don't stop.
It sounds
good. We don't see you but us.
You know, like I said, it sounds good for the radio. It sounds real good.
Yeah, you see it. Yeah, don't find no shit. It won't be no shit.
Chocolate. They fuck
yes.
Me. They going to have them shirts.
Test.
The real deal. Those going to be the shirts you have to make for their asses.
Wow.
Fuck a pyramid. They going to be like, we're both fucking Mo and we love it. That's the identity of best friends and they're both fucking them and they love it.
Let me see the dick.
And both of us spending their money.
Because you popping that shit.
Listen, I ain't going to show you shit. You
I know you ain't
got to
show me
when
shit.
You're going to get fucked.
Now you know, even if he show you that shit, whether it's big or it's little, he probably still don't know how to talk.
See, you
put
it away. Okay, I've been in Brooklyn, so you can sit there and talk into your heart.
You don't know how to
talk. You know you ain't easy access right now. Ashton right there. Proof is in the pudding. She's a hop jump
like
in that shit. You will fucking fly away.
Scared.
So you can keep
let
talking until your
scared.
Heart is content.
Let me
there
stay
you go,
scared.
Ashton. Stay,
let
stay
me
in
stay
your
scared.
Corner. Stay in your corner, please.
Yeah, I'll stay in my corner because niggas
let's
don't want
as,
it. Let me
let's
see
it. Ooh. Let's see ass get in trouble.
Niggas don't want it. They already said that. That's what it is. They don't want it. So I'm going to stay scared and I'm going to stick with what I got.
He don't want it because the nigga's scared of the pussy, straight up.
Be that as it may.
Okay.
We just want to stay scared because we cooked it. I don't know.
That's how he's going to do it.
If I can. But you ain't going to have me talking about, oh, I'll have you in Sherwin's and all that other wild shit. Not me.
No, you're
I
in New York already,
ready.
So you're wearing Sherwin's and I'm talking about the one
I was
that
just saying, that was the funniest thing you said all night. I was just saying, I don't go that far when it comes to the dick game and the pussy game and all that.
You move from Florida. You'll come down. You'll be down here. You'll be on the show with Chalk talking about Chalk. It's cold as a motherfucker in New York.
Like I said, I had to keep it to the truck.
It's cold as a motherfucker down there. How y'all do this? But I ain't going nowhere.
Please still have you building lemonade stands with the kids.
Straight up. For real. Hey, I had that nigga doing some shit like the little Ugg mud nigga. But he'll be on that G shit. Be like, man, fuck that CCU. Will you marry me, nigga? Hell nah. I ain't marrying
you. I'm about to adopt all y'all.
I just
want
to
adopt all y'all.
All I need is a beat right now. Man, fuck that CD. Fuck that. Okay, keep talking. Let me put a beat to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mo, you got a beat, Ma. You talk a lot of shit, but you can't back that shit up, King.
Come on, let me put a beat to it. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Fuck you,
nigga. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Fuck that bitch.
Y'all crazy.
Fuck that bitch.
Y'all crazy. I'm about to go take my shower so I can get up in the morning. I can't do y'all no more. Y'all need to go somewhere else.
Yes, hang up. Later.
Fuck that. Good night. Fuck that. Good night.